It's episode 92 of Unstuck. Today, we're talking about imposter syndrome and the one mindset shift you can make today to get over it so that you can step into your next level self. So stay tuned. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck. I'm Sean, your host on each and every episode of Unstuck. So grateful to have you here. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. This is your safe space to do some inner work on yourself mentally, emotionally, energetically, spiritually. All the inner work so that you can step into your next level self, really up level your business and your life from the inside out. So that is what we do here. Welcome. Happy to have you all. Before we get into this big discussion, this real talk that we need to have about imposter syndrome, which is a very real, very prominent, very popular, I guess, situation that many of us go through, a mindset sticking point, we'll call it, that we need to talk about in a very real, raw way. I might give a little bit of tough love to y'all today. But before we do that, let me give you some announcements. First, on a personal level, you may or may not have seen this over on my Instagram, at Sean Miner. We have officially gone under contract on the condo. If you've been around these parts for a while, you know that I've had my condo, my dream condo. I actually created a whole podcast episode about this condo on the market it took 6 months. It was a very daunting, time-consuming roller coaster of emotion, 6 months. If you've ever put your property on the market at a time where, well, for everyone else besides one-bedroom condos, it's very much a seller's market. For one-bedroom condos in the heart of a town, it is not so much a buyer's market. And if you've ever been in that situation where you weren't in a buyer's market, then you know it can be a challenge. The showings, the time that it takes to do that, the offers that aren't appropriate, all these things. But we did finally have a really good offer come through. I do want to tell you a little bit about this offer because there's just something that I think is really pertinent to the work that we do here. But before I get into that, just wanted to let you all know that it is happening. I did a podcast episode not too long ago about some of these roller coaster of emotions I was going through. And if I'm being totally honest, this was a situation where it was very hard for me to stay high vibe, to stay trusting and knowing and, you know, trusting in timing of the universe and that everything is going to fall into place. And of course it is, now that I can see it, now that I'm on the other side. But in the time, it's like, man, this is just taking a long time. It's just not working out. It was very hard for me to, my ego really wanted to get involved and make this more stressful and harder than it needed to be instead of following the flow and trusting everything. So I'll be totally honest about that. But, you know, did my constant journaling and meditation and all those things that I turn to in these moments, and that really helped. So if everything continues to go well, we're kind of in the process as I'm recording this of the appraisal and the inspection and all of those things and doing everything we need to do back and forth to make this a good situation for both parties. And if everything continues to go that way, down that path, then we will close in a few weeks. So that is where I'm at with that. I just wanted to give you all that personal update because I know a lot of you are following along and have been giving me all your positive high vibes that I've been asking for quite a bit over on Instagram, and you all have been playing a big role in that. So thank you so much. I do want to just share something that's really cool about this whole situation that just proves the power of our thoughts and our emotions and our energetic expression, because as I mentioned, you know, a few minutes ago, this was a hard situation for me to stay on the up and up with the constant back and forth, the constant showings that led to nothing, having to interrupt the middle of my day, the middle of my work, the middle of my business to get ready for a showing last minute. Just this was happening constantly for 6 months. Did my best. But the interesting thing is we finally, at about month five, decided to take it off the market. We wanted to reset. We needed a break. Like, that was the main reason, is I just needed a break. I needed to have the knowing that I wasn't going to get a request for a showing at any moment of any day, and that we could just kind of live in our space for a little bit. So we took it off the market entirely, and it had been off the market for about 3 weeks. We had just had a conversation 2 days prior with our realtor about putting it back on the market, that we were trying to get mentally prepared to do that, and we were going to put it back on the market at a reduced price, because you kind of have to do that if you're going back on the market and there hasn't been any bites or anything like that. You have to do something to make it more appealing. So to have that conversation, preparing mentally for this new round of starting this all over again, and, you know, also kind of mentally and emotionally preparing for a lower price point, which wasn't in alignment with what I thought, what I think is the value of this property. And so really having to go through that situation in my own mind and heart and come to terms with that. And then literally 2 days before we were going to put it back on the market, we were going to re-clean everything from top to bottom, get everything ready to go, we get an offer at 9:30 on a random, like, Monday night. Super random, out of nowhere, where it wasn't on the market. We got an offer. And it was a good offer. And it was an offer based on the price that we had it set at in the past before we took it off the market. And this was just a person that had come in months prior, had done a showing, and needed to get some things worked out on their end. I think they had a property they were trying to sell first, and all these things. Not, we didn't know any of this. They, and on our end, kind of came out of the woodwork and gave us a really good offer that we couldn't refuse. So it just, for me, shows me that when I was able, had been in this place for 3 weeks where I hadn't worried about it. I really hadn't even given it much thought. I was just relaxed around it. I was taking a break. We were totally just in this new vibe where it was just like, for 3 weeks, this is just how we are. This is, we're living, we're detached. And that's the really appropriate word here. We were detached from having any sort of outcome, because there wasn't any outcome really to have, at least what we thought. And little did we know, there were people, there was this person in particular, and since more have come out of the woodwork after already accepting this offer, which is really interesting, but there were things going on in the background that we couldn't see, and we just literally had to detach and let go. So all that kind of negative emotion, that stuck energy that I was having around trying to sell this property and wanting it so badly, and then it wasn't happening. As soon as I detached, turned my attention elsewhere, didn't think about it, just kind of let it go, it happened. And we didn't have to go back to that place of efforting and forcing and having all that negative stuck energy around it. We didn't even have to get there. It's just so fascinating. This happens all the time. I have given you multiple stories of this happening in my own life. I know this happens all the time for you guys too. And really, I want to share these stories so that you can start seeing how this is happening for you in your own life a lot. Quite often, when we actually take the energy, the focus away from what we don't want, away from what is making us feel stuck, away from what is making us stressed and having these negative emotions, when we take that pressure off of that place, detach from the outcome, and instead turn our attention towards things that make us feel good, to where we can relax, to where we can step away from those things that are a point of tension in our lives, then we can see the result. Then we can see what really comes out of it, then the flow comes in and we can attract what we want. So this is just another example that I wanted to share with you all. I thought it was really interesting and fascinating on my end to see all of this come together. So there's a little personal update for you. And I have one more update from a professional perspective, which is that I am going to be opening the doors for enrollment for the spring 2021 class of Unstuck Entrepreneur very, very soon. If you're listening to this when it airs, not quite ready yet, but will be in a matter of days. And so if that is something that you are interested in, if you are ready to build and grow and scale your business from the inside out, so not just looking at those practical strategies and step-by-step things that you need to do in this very like masculine way to build a business, that's important. I'm not gonna lie. It's important. But building and doing those things from a different foundation, a very feminine, flow, aligned foundation in your business, and making that the priority, doing that work first, and then working, of course, on your business and putting all of that energy, that new energy and alignment and flow and femininity into building a business. So if that is something that interests you, the doors are opening really soon, and the only people to know and to get a very special offer are those that are on the VIP wait list. So you'll be the first to know. You will get a special little deal if you are on that wait list, and you can get on it at unstuck.shawnminer.com. So unstuck.shawnminer.com to get on the Unstuck Entrepreneur waitlist, where you can join us in the spring 2021 class. This is a program where the initial time is 8 weeks, but it is a lifetime program where you just continue to get the materials, you continue to have access to all of the coaching opportunities and attend those live, and it's just this lifetime growth opportunity for you and your business. So yes, while the initial kind of stretch is 8 weeks, it's really like the sprint before you start the marathon of building your business and growing your business. And all are invited, no matter what stage of business you are in, whether right now it's just kind of a dream in the back of your mind and you still have, you know, a full-time job or a part-time job, or you're making that transition now, or you already have an established business, but you're looking to take it to the next level, to expand your offerings, to get more clients, to have a course or whatever it is, and everything in between. We have every single type of entrepreneur in every single stage already in the program, already in the group, and there is a spot for you no matter what stage you're in as well. And if you'd like more information about it, or you're ready to sign up and you are listening to this when enrollment is open, head to shawnminer.com/unstuckbiz. All right, that's it for announcements. Sorry, I know that was a little long-winded, but I really wanted to tell you that story about the condo and just thank you all for your energy and positive vibes my way over the last 6 months to try to get this thing sold. We're thrilled. We're absolutely thrilled to start this next chapter. All right, let's move on to talk about imposter syndrome. So I think a lot of us, probably almost all of us, know what imposter syndrome is, maybe have experienced it to some degree either now or in the past. And whether you are a business owner or in your work or in your schooling or even just around your friends, like there's just a whole range of ways that we can experience imposter syndrome and situations where it would come up and how it sounds in our head. And I want to make sure to go over all of it and for really you to recognize if this is something that has been an issue for you in the past or is an issue for you now, and see if you can make some shifts around that in your life and take a new approach so that you aren't held back, you aren't stuck, because of imposter syndrome, which quite honestly, I think this is the case for the vast majority of people, at least one of the reasons why they are stuck, especially in business, especially as an entrepreneur or a wannabe someday potentially entrepreneur. The thing that's keeping you from making that step, or if you are already, from taking the leap and growing even further, is imposter syndrome. So before we get into talking a little bit more about what it is, I have a quote from you, and this is from Dennis Waitley. It's not what you think you are that holds you back. It's what you think you are not. And that is precisely imposter syndrome. So it's not what you think you are that holds you back. It's what you think you are not. So what is imposter syndrome? By definition, imposter syndrome is a psychological term referring to a pattern of behavior where people doubt their accomplishments and achievements and have a fear of being exposed as a fraud. So let me say that again. Imposter syndrome is a psychological term referring to a pattern of behavior where people doubt their accomplishments and achievements and have a fear of being exposed as a fraud. So in non-dictionary words, in Sean terms, I would say this means that you think that you're a phony, that you think you're not as competent as other people or as competent as people think you are, and that perhaps you're not worthy or deserving of attention or accolades or things of that nature. So there's a lot going on behind this umbrella term of imposter syndrome. And when I really think about imposter syndrome, of course, I'm thinking about it in my own life and in my own business, but also in terms of my clients and other people I know who are in similar shoes as myself. And I can see it very clearly, very plainly. And it looks like a lack of confidence, a limit to their courage to put themselves out there and truly show up in the world. Finding it hard to go after new opportunities and endeavors, or to expand their offerings to help more people or to diversify their offerings. And it can be super crippling. It can feel crippling. It can feel like there is a wall in front of you that is keeping you stuck, that is holding you back, that is keeping you from really stepping into the person that you are meant to be or going after your dreams. And so you just stay stuck in this bubble. You know, we call it this kind of like comfort zone bubble. We stay there. And if we think about a bubble, okay, so I don't know about you guys, but where I live, we can eat at a restaurant outdoors. Well, actually now indoors too, but for most of the winter, we could only eat outdoors at restaurants, and it's cold here in Boulder. So a lot of restaurants, they got these like bubble igloo things and put their tables in there so that people could still go and dine with them, even if it's cold or raining or snowing. You know, they put heaters in and all this stuff. It's really fun, actually. I really enjoy it. But they're like these clear plastic bubbles over the tables. And so think about being in a clear, big plastic bubble, and you can see everything going on outside. You can see all of the opportunities, all of the possibilities. But then if you actually go to reach for them, there's that plastic there. You can't get to it. Even though you can see it, you can't touch it. You can't get there. You are still stuck in that bubble. And for many people, 70%, in fact, and this has been studied, for 70% of people, the thing, that plastic thing, is imposter syndrome, or comes from the thoughts and emotions tied to imposter syndrome. So it is really quite crippling and can really hold you back in business, in life, in career, in friendships, in family, a lot of places if we really, really think about it and consider it. All right, so let's talk a little bit about why. Why does imposter syndrome exist? For those of you all who tend to be perfectionists and or workaholics and or type A people, you really are most susceptible to imposter syndrome because above all else, it's just another protection mechanism. And we are very aware, because of the work we do here on Unstuck, of that protection mechanism that our mind puts us through. It's that ego voice, that constant chatter, that inner mean girl who's trying to keep you safe, trying to keep you in that plastic bubble and not put you outside of the plastic bubble to where you could get hurt, you could be judged, you could fail, all the scary things. Well, the protection mechanism is your ego voice, and this is just another way that it manifests. And in this case of imposter syndrome, it is, in like most cases, it is really around fear. It's a protection mechanism against fear, the fear of looking bad, the fear of making a mistake, the fear of not knowing the answer, fear of not being good enough, fear of not being successful, fear of being judged. Like, I could go on, right? There are so many potential fears that our mind is constantly trying to keep us safe from. And so imposter syndrome is that protection mechanism around fear. And as I said, it very commonly shows up in those people that are perfectionists, that tend to work a lot, that tend to be type A, that tend to wait for everything to be perfect and right before they take the leap. Although it is not just reserved for those type of people. So keep this in mind too. It can and probably does happen to the vast majority of us at some point. And for people that are working through some imposter syndrome or being held back by imposter syndrome, it comes across to both them and others as doubt, insecurity, low self-confidence, shame, and anxiety. Again, especially for entrepreneurs. This is something that I see very, very commonly in my clients. And then to mask these feelings, we turn to excuses. We turn to blaming others or blaming our, you know, lack of technology skills or lack of time or lack of money. There's an excuse. But if we really dig, I love to dig underneath excuses, because if we keep digging, a lot of times what we will find is imposter syndrome. And then if we keep digging beyond that, we will find that fear. We will find the fear of judgment, the fear of failure, the fear of looking bad, of not being good enough, of being successful, even. We will find those fears. But from a very top level perspective, even to the person that has the excuse, it just looks like an excuse. It looks like an outside external thing that's keeping them stuck when it's not. All right, let's go through some examples of imposter syndrome. I want to kind of give you some thoughts, some ideas, or actions even, of someone that has imposter syndrome, so you can see if it's something that's going on with you. For example, would you ever think or say something like, I'm not good enough at what I do to really make money doing it, or to deserve the income, or to deserve the raise, or to deserve the promotion? I just need to take one more class before I'm finally ready to put my work out there. And you can substitute class for course, certification, training, you name it. But basically what it's saying is, as I am right now, I'm not good enough to put my work out there, to start a business, to grow a business, to get clients, to ask for a promotion, to ask for a raise. Next, no one else would have made that mistake. I must not be cut out for this. So basically, anytime anything happens as far as a mistake or a typo or something doesn't go as planned, there's been some sort of hiccup, you tell yourself you're not cut out for what you're doing. Another thing is, oh, you know, that really amazing thing I just did. Oh, I just actually got lucky. I actually don't even really deserve it. I didn't do that much. So talking down your achievements, brushing them off like it was luck and that you didn't actually earn it, that you didn't actually achieve something. So playing down the importance of what you did. So also some other ideas. Have you ever wondered if you're good enough to be doing what you're doing? As in questioning your skill, your ability to help people, your ability to do your job, your ability to run a business, your ability to make money. Have you ever questioned if you're good enough, really, for anything? I mean, hello, I think we can all raise our hand to that at some point, right? Next one, are you sure that one of these days someone's going to call you out for not actually being an expert? This is something that a lot of people in Unstuck Entrepreneur go through, and especially in terms of social media. So it looks on the outside like they are worried about trolls or negative comments, something like that. But really, what it is a fear of being called out, a fear of being exposed as a fraud, a fear of being judged, and having this imposter syndrome behind all of that. Have you ever downplayed your work as not a big deal? So when you do have great success, whether it's in your business and you actually have a good month, or you actually sign a new client, or have this really amazing thing happen, do you just chalk it up to luck or chance, or it was the right time, or I just, you know, happened to be the right time, right place? Same thing if you do that in your career at the workplace, you do something great and someone wants to acknowledge that work, or you get a bonus or whatever, and you just chalk it up to not your own skill and ability, essentially. And lastly, are you sensitive to criticism, even if it's constructive? If you feel like basically you can only get good feedback or you're going to like crumble, that is actually a sign of imposter syndrome, because you feel insecure about your skill and ability and worth and value and all of those things tied up. And so the second that anyone says anything that's not 100% positive, you just like turn into this mess of a puddle. And you go back to those beliefs that you knew you weren't valuable, you knew you weren't ready, you knew this wasn't right, this wasn't a good idea, you still need more training, you still need more this, more that, because of one tiny little, even constructive feedback. So is that something you go through? So these are just some of the signs of imposter syndrome. This is not an exhaustive list. It can look like so many different things. And we can only really find out when we kind of, like I said, start from that top level excuse or thing that's holding you back, and then keep digging underneath until we can really get down to that root cause fear and see how that's showing up in your life as imposter syndrome. But here's what I really want you to know. Let's stop for a minute. Here's where things are going to get real. First of all, it's totally normal. It's totally okay. And if I just want to share my own experience, hey, let's just be honest. I experience imposter syndrome type thoughts all the time. All the time. Every time I record a podcast episode and publish it, every time I post an Instagram photo, an Instagram post, every time I do anything, every time I create a new course and I get people in it, I have those thoughts, because I am not, just like you will probably never be unless we all reach enlightenment, I'm not without an ego voice. I'm not without a mean girl. I'm not without a conscious mind that's trying to keep me safe. So I have those thoughts. The difference is I have learned to not listen. I have learned to push past them. I have learned what they actually represent. And I'm always grateful. I don't feel like negative emotion towards my ego voice. But I know what it is now, and I know its place. And its place is not when I am trying to help others, when I am trying to get my message out there, when I'm trying to reach more people, when I'm trying to follow my passion and purpose. That's not when I am going to choose to listen to this voice that's trying to keep me small and safe. So I can be grateful for that and acknowledge its purpose, but that doesn't mean I listen. And that's really the biggest deal. So I do want to just recognize in all of you that it's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to get mad about in yourself. Nothing like that. It is normal. It's okay. As I said, 70% has been studied. 70% of people respond, yes, imposter syndrome is a real thing for me at this very moment. So it's real and it's expected. So the real conversation here is, what do we do about it? Can we overcome it? And like I just said, does it ever go away? Maybe, but maybe not. For me, it hasn't gone away yet. And I've been in business doing things that have provoked my imposter syndrome voice for 8 years, and it's still there. So I don't know, maybe someday it will, but I have a feeling that as long as I have this conscious mind ego, like I haven't reached total enlightenment, I'm probably going to have these thoughts, and that's fine. So then how do you overcome it? How do you get to the point where I am now at, thank goodness, after a lot of work, to where I can acknowledge it, I can hear those thoughts and think those thoughts, but I don't go beyond that. I brush them aside and I continue doing what I am meant to do and go for it. So how can we overcome these thoughts? Little caveat here, everything I'm about to say, I say with all the love, and it might sound like I'm being a little harsh, but I'm not. But do know that sometimes I am totally okay with giving a little tough love if it means that someone gets the kick in the pants that they need to up-level themselves and their lives and get to that next level version and go after their dreams, because that's what I really want for all of you. So with all that being said, you've got to quit making it about you. And this really is especially important for my entrepreneur friends out there. This is something that is really one of the biggest answers I give to so many questions, especially in the mindset aspect of being a successful entrepreneur. You've got to stop making it about you. Your business isn't about you. It's about the people that you seek to help. There is a reason that you are in business, and it's to help other people. And this goes no matter what kind of business you have. If you have a product-based business, if you have a service-based business, if you are in wellness, if you are in technology, if you are in pet care, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. It doesn't matter what type of business you have. At the end of the day, we all have one thing in common, and that's because we want to help other people. We want to aid in their lives in some way. So when we get stuck in this place of all these thoughts and emotions and things that are holding us back, there's really one thing in common. It's this pattern of self-centered thought. Like, we are making it about ourselves. Like, we're not good enough. We're going to get judged. We're going to have to deal with the haters. We, you. Again, normal and okay. That is how humans operate. That's okay. But think about it in terms of who you want to help instead and see what kind of shifts you make. You will actually find this to be an amazing, amazing thing once you realize it isn't about you at all. So when you take the focus off of you and put it on just that one person, it doesn't even need to be millions of people that you want to help, or even thousands of people, or even 50 people that you want to help. Just find that one person, that one dream client of yours, and focus on that one person and how they need what you can offer, and how their lives will improve, and how much change they will see, how much better they will feel, or how much easier their life will be, or how much more money they'll make, or whatever it is that you're offering. Be the person who takes the focus off of themselves and puts it on the other person, the person that they seek to help. So what happens then? Those stories do not hold a candle to what your purpose is, to that person that needs your help. So yeah, I record a podcast and I'm like, oh, I don't know, this isn't that good. I don't know if anyone's going to like it. Maybe I shouldn't put it out. Maybe I need to do more research and re-record it. Just all these things that I could think. But instead I say, no, there is someone out there right now who needs to hear even one sentence that I just shared. And I need to put this out now. They need to hear this now. Their lives will change because of that one sentence out of the whole hour I just spoke. If there's one person that gets something out of that, it's worth it. It isn't about me. This podcast isn't about me. My courses aren't about me. My Instagram posts aren't about me. They're about you. They're about the way that I can affect and inspire and encourage you and your lives. And you have that too. So then we get to this point where those stories, they just don't hold a candle. Yes, as I said, they'll still be playing in the back of your mind, but they just don't matter. They don't mean anything in comparison to the change you're going to make in someone's life. So then it comes down to one question. So what's more important? Being liked, being safe, not being judged, or changing someone's life? And this may be dramatic. You may be like, okay, well, I don't know if I'm going to change anyone's life. Yes, you will. Like, think about all the things. This is actually a really fun activity. Think about all the things that have just totally changed your life, completely improved your life. I have an example for you. There is this thing. It's an attachment to your shower head that turns it into a dog bath. And so right now in our current condo, we only have a tub, and that's the only thing that we can both ourselves shower in, but also bathe our dog in. And it was so hard to bathe her when we were using like buckets and cups and all this stuff to bathe her. And then we came across this $30 attachment to your shower head that with a flip of a switch turns it into this amazing dog washing station. It's phenomenal. And every time we use it, we say what an amazing product it is, how much it has changed our lives. And I know it sounds like, again, dramatic, but it's these simple things. So yeah, most of us, I would say, are probably not making dog washing equipment, but whatever you are doing, you are making a huge impact in your clients' and customers' lives, whether that be from a wellness standpoint where you are changing their health and actually, like, I can't tell you the amount of clients I've had in the past in my nutrition and in my personal training business who actually told me I saved their lives. And I think it's true. I don't think they're exaggerating on that. But just so many different areas where what we're doing is making a huge, huge difference. And when we continue to play small, when we continue to let that voice in our head make up all these excuses, then we don't get that chance to help someone. So what's more important? What's more important? I think we can all agree on that answer. And so just continuing to ask yourself that every single day, every single time you post, every single time you write a blog, every single time you create a YouTube video, every single time you record a podcast, whatever you're doing to put yourself out there, and those voices that don't want you to, those imposter syndrome voices, those ego voices, what's more important? That's the only thing you need to ask yourself. And this is not just for imposter syndrome. This is for any belief, any thought, any excuse you have. Just ask yourself that question, because it's always, you will find those excuses, those beliefs, those thoughts are always self-centered. And again, I say it with all the love. I'm not saying we're all self-centered. I'm not saying that, but our ego voice is. And so when we can see that, because you know who's not self-centered is your own inner voice. Your own inner voice knows your purpose, knows your passion, knows your ability to help others, and knows that that's why you're here. And you can be guided by that as soon as you realize, you ask yourself that question and you realize what's most important to you. So I hope that helps and gives you something to think about, gives you a new perspective, gives you something to keep in mind as you really strive for the business, the life, the career, whatever it is of your dreams, because it is possible and you don't have to listen to those voices that are holding you back and keeping you from playing small. And this is really the work. This is the work we do in Unstuck Entrepreneur. The first couple weeks is really intense in this kind of work, and then we continue to move through it as we go and apply what we're learning and apply our growth and the new stories and thoughts and truths that have replaced our beliefs and our imposter syndrome, applying that to our future business to create the strategies and the processes that feel really good for us and are in alignment with all of these new stories and truths. And that's what we do. So I want to show the importance of this. Imagine if you didn't even acknowledge those limiting beliefs, those stories, those excuses, what would it look like? Or what does it look like now? Does it look like not starting your business, not going after your dreams? Does it look like playing small, not actually pursuing it full time, or not expanding and helping more people, keeping it to just this thing that's no longer interesting to you, or, you know, feels like there's more that could be done? How is it showing up for you? And what happens if we don't acknowledge it and work through it? It's just going to keep perpetuating the cycle. And you will stay stuck in that plastic bubble, looking out at all the things that you could be doing, at all the people that you could be helping. But your ego voice, whether it's imposter syndrome, fear, judgment, limiting beliefs, whatever it is that plastic of that bubble that's keeping you from truly living out your purpose. And that's what we do. We break through that bubble the very first thing, so that then you're outside with all the things that you could be creating and doing and the people that you're helping. And then we actually go and help those people. We actually do create a business that is outside of the bubble. And if that's something that sounds amazing to you, I would love to have you in the spring 2021 class. As I said at the beginning of this episode, it is opening very soon. And if you're listening to this a few days after it airs, it's probably already open. And the enrollment window is very short, only 5 days. So if you are interested, then go to seanminer.com/unstuckbiz. Check it out. If enrollment is open when you're listening to this, you will see you have the ability to enroll in that page. If not, you can get on the wait list over there as well. And I'll let you know as soon as it opens. All right. I think that will do it for this episode. I really hope this gives you something else to consider and potentially a whole new mindset that you can bring to every aspect of your life. All right, everybody. Until next time, take care.